Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Yates, Shabbos 119a, pagination page 237. We have a beautiful piece here of how to honor Shabbos properly and the enormous blessing that Hashem gives for honoring Shabbos. So the first piece on the page, on the daf that I'd like to do, is in the wide lines. It's about the seventh or eighth line. In the beginning of the line, it says, Bohen kos l'rabo. And the Gemara here says that a person should make sure to do something personally for Shabbos, even if it gets his hands dirty, even if he has many servants, workers, children, different people who could do the work, but he should make sure to do something personally to honor Shabbos. And the Gemara cites numerous examples. Among them, Rav Safra machrich resha. Rav Safra would singe the head. In other words, if there was an animal, they had meat, and the head had to be properly barbecued, so he would do it personally, even though undoubtedly it was a bit of a smoky, messy, get-your-hands-dirty job. But he wanted to do something special to honor Shabbos, and he became the chef, one of the chefs, the barbecue chef, in preparation. Likewise, we're told, Rava molach shivuta. Rava would salt this fish. Shivuta is the name of a fish. And he would salt it in honor Shabbos. Rav Huna madlik shragi. Rav Huna would light the candles, besides the candles that his wife would light, but there were many candles, and he would light the candles. Keep in mind, he wasn't talking about electric, where you just flip the light. He's talking about getting your hands dirty with the wick and making sure it lights and burns properly. Drop down about 5-6 lines. The first word on the line, Yochanan, as in Rebbe Yochanan, and then we begin about 6 words in. Famous story. Yosef Mokir Shabbos. Yosef, who would honor the Shabbos. That was his name. He was known in town as the man who would honor Shabbos. As we'll see as the story unfolds, when they had a fish that was too big for anybody else on short notice, they went to this Yosef. They knew he'd be willing to buy it to honor Shabbos. Havahu nochri b'shevivusei. He had a certain non-Jew in the neighborhood. Davenofish nichsei tuva, who had a lot of property. Amri lekaldoi, the astrologers told this non-Jew, Kulu nichse Yosef Mokir Shabi Ochiluhu. All of your property is going to be consumed, is going to go to Yosef Mokir Shabbos. Whatever Hashem's plan was, but it was able to be seen in the stars that that was this man's destiny. Ozol Zavinu Lukulu nichse, he went and sold all of his property to try to protect it. Zavabuhu marginisa, and he bought a diamond that would always be with him so that he could protect it, so that Yosef Mokir Shabbos shouldn't get his wealth. Osva b'sayne, he put it in his hat. Bahadi de ka'ova mavri, he was going over a bridge. Afrachi zika, a wind caught it. Shadje b'maya, it went into the water. Bale kavra, a fish swallowed the diamond. Askua Aisa Apanya Demale Shabbata. They caught this fish, but it was very close to Shabbos. Amri, and they said, the fishermen said, Man Zavin ki ashtu, who's going to buy a fish right now? Amri Luhuzilam to you, Gabe Yosef Mokir Shabbi. The only person we could think of is bring it to Yosef Mokir Shabbos, the Rugga the Zavin, because he usually buys these things, even close to Shabbos. He's always looking for a good buy, to buy something special for Shabbos. Amtuya Nele, they brought it to him. Zavne, he bought it. Kare, he opened it. Ashkach Be Marginisa, and he found the diamond. Zavne, and he sold it. Betaleser, I said, Dinya Dadava, with an enormous number of golden dinarim. Pogabe Ahusaba, a certain elder came and greeted him. Omar, and he said, Man diyazif shabata pare shabata, a person who expends on behalf of Shabbos, so Shabbos pays him back.
Question.
Yeah.
About the lost object.
Ah. So there is a question here regarding Choshen Mishpat. What's the story with the diamond regarding the original owner? Or what's the story of the diamond regarding the fisherman? And the halacha obviously is he's allowed to keep it. When it comes to the original owner, the reason is because he's miyayish, because he gave up hope. He truly lost it. It's an act of God. And he gave up no different than if Hurricane Sandy washed something out to sea and someone would find it. That person is halachically allowed to keep it. It's gone. Again, this tears at the heartstrings. We have to learn in Baba Metzia what the rules are. As far as the fishermen, you have a different angle over here, that they didn't know that there was such a thing in the thing, and it's like a person who turns over a house to the next person, buys a house, sells a house, and finds out later there's a treasure in the walls. Did he acquire that treasure? Or if that treasure is not traceable, or if it's an act of God, where the person is miyayish, his beach chair was washed away in Hurricane Sandy and ends up somewhere else, even though he's got a social security number emblazoned on it, and he has his name and address, it could very well be that according to law, it doesn't have to be returned. There's an act of yish, a guy gives up as it washes away. But those, yes, it's a very important question to explore. What is the status off the topic of Shabbos? Just the question of Choshen Mishpat, financial honesty. What's the status here? Obviously, he was allowed to keep it. The question is, what are the dynamics? The Gemara continues. Ba'a minei Rebbe mirebi Yishmah b'Rebbe Yasi. Rebbe asked the following question. Ashirim shebe Eretz Yisrael b'mayim zochin. Why do people become wealthy in Eretz Yisrael? So he said, Bishvil Shema Asrin, because they give Miser, they have the mitzvahs of the land, and they give a tenth, they tithe from the produce. Next line, Shebe Vavil B'mahin Zochin, how do the people in Babylonia merit wealth? Amalei, he told them, Bishvil Shema Chavdim Es HaTorah, because they honor Torah. We have to know if this means honor Torah physically or honor Torah with money. It's worthy of discussion what the story in Babylonia was. The Gemara continues, Sha'or Arotzos, in other lands, B'mayim Zelchim, how do people become wealthy? Now, we know that they could have Miser, give tzedakah generously, even though we don't tithe our produce, but there's still a minig of Miser, and they could honor Torah, and that would help. But what he said was, the fact is, Amalei, Bishvil Shemachavdim Es HaShabbos. The reason, at least in his generation, that people would be wealthy, he attributed to the fact that they honor Shabbos, they expend for Shabbos. And he cites a case here, a fascinating case, where they were enormously, enormously wealthy. And about five lines down, in the beginning of a line, B'mazoch Yisrael Lekach, he asked them, how did you merit such enormous wealth? Omali told me, Katsav Hayisi, I was a butcher, Omiko Behemashai Sanoe, from any animal that was nice, Amarti, I said, Zu Tehe LeShabbos, this animal should go to Shabbos. Amarti lo, I told him, Ashrecha, you're lucky, Shezochisa, that you merited, Uborech HaMokom Shezike Klakach, and blessed is Hashem that caused this merit. What you see here is a fascinating concept, and you find this in a number of places, that the merit comes from enjoying properly. We find in one place that if a person honors his wife properly, he merits wealth. You'll have a happy marriage. Everything's good. The mitzvah is a good thing. Mitzvahs aren't here to be difficult on us. Here we were told, if you enjoy Shabbos, the joke when you take kids on a vacation and you keep asking them, are you enjoying yet? I'm paying good money that you should enjoy. Are you enjoying yet? Over here, the mitzvah is, go enjoy. Go enjoy Shabbos and appreciate that this is the day that Hashem created to celebrate His creation. and appreciate that. One final little piece we'll squeeze in. The end of the line, Amale Kesel Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya. The Caesar asked Rabbi Yishua ben Chananya. He was typically the representative of the Jews. So the Caesar asked him, "Epnei ma'atav shel Shabbos reicha noda, if I smell the Shabbos food," he must have been visiting, walking in the Jewish quarter. He says, "Shabbos food has an awesome taste, smell. It smells tremendous. What's going on? What do you put into it? What spice?" Amalo tavlin echad yeshlanu. We have a special spice. The Shabbos Shemo, its name is Shabbos, and Amatil Milosocha, we put it in, Verecha Nodof, and it radiates the smell. Amalo ten lanu amenu, give us some of it, I want to give it to the palace cook. Amalo, he told him, Kolam Shabbos, a Shabbos Moelo, it only works if you observe Shabbos, Enam Shabbos, a Shabbos Enam Moelo, it doesn't work if you're not a Shabbos observer. And what he was really saying is, it's the Shabbos itself and the honor of Shabbos that causes that blessing. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.